Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, not for Javon Patterson, former Ole Miss football player. Now, let me make sure I get the title right. Now, the Associate Director for Ole Miss Athletics, Director of Former Student Athletes Relations, Javon Patterson. That's a mouthful. We got to figure out a way to abbreviate that. But former Ole Miss football player, Javon Patterson, played 4 years for the Rebels, now doing great work for Ole Miss Athletics, and here to talk with me about a celebrity softball tournament. I said golf, it's summertime. Celebrity softball game coming up in June and some other things. Javon, first of all, my friend, looking good. How we feeling?
Man, feeling good, man, feeling good. Rebs are rolling in all areas in athletics, so it's been really good to see that.
It's been good, man. And baseball getting that win yesterday was nice for everybody, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody's kind of on edge for that one, right?
Nah, no question. Sadly, I was asleep. I put my girls to bed, but, you know, woke up on Twitter for a late-night diaper change, and it was good. Good to see that win.
You living that dad life now, man. I'm way past – mine are 13 and 8 now, so we're done with the late-night diaper changes, but – folks y'all, that don't know, the young folks out there that are watching me and Javon, you just seen Javon play football for a long time. You've seen Ben talk about Ole Miss stuff all day, every day. If you're not in that dad life yet, I totally understand where Javon's coming from when he said that. I went, yep, I lived that no sleep life, man. I know how it goes, bro.
Yeah.
So how has it been going so far for Ole Miss Athletics? I've done the Grove Collective Caravan. You've been doing a lot of outreach. That's something that has been something that the university is focused on tremendously in the last handful of years with you specifically, former student athlete, former player relations and stuff like that, the celebrity softball game coming up. What's the life been like for you this spring? Because it's been a busy one as far as raising money and outreach and stuff like that.
No, it's been really good, man. We just got a great athletic staff from leadership, from Keith and Eric and everybody, you know, and especially credit to Chancellor Boris, what he done for the university, man. It's just been incredible to see that. But this spring's been great, man. We've been rolling basketball, going to 2 Sweet 16s, man. I mean, you can't go track and field doing their thing. Softball and baseball off to good starts in the postseason. So it's been a blessing to see that, man. Been blessed to be a part of this team and, you know, see the trajectory going up. And love the, from this side of things, you know, and I try to teach this to the current student athletes, man, to see this side of things, what we do to fundraise and help athletics, and then to see the progression in sports, man. It's just truly amazing to see how it all comes together.
It's in everything school right now. I don't want to, like, make it too much of a promotional, like, spot with Jay here, but, like, come on now. When golf's winning, when softball's winning, making it to a super, on the verge of making it to the College World Series, when football's doing its thing, baseball, basketball, it's in everything school, and you're tasked, one of those tasks with selling it. What's the response been like as you've really settled in with this this job at Ole Miss with the student athlete outreach. That's something that Ole Miss was lacking for a long time now. So what's the response been like now that y'all have kind of settled it in? It's a regular thing, daily thing for you every single day. It seems like there's more connective tissue, if that makes sense, with former players than there's ever been before.
It's been great, man. And, you know, credits to the wins. You know, that does do a great thing. But I think people just love to be reached out to. You know, a phone call here, text message there. Credit to Jessica Lynch with M Club. You know, we partner on a bunch of stuff. And just the relationship that we have there to be able to reach these, you know, old and young has just been great, man. I mean, you know, just different stories of people coming back. You know, we do Letterman's Lounge with football, do a couple of teams with baseball. But, you know, just to see people come back, even when, you know, I got my buddies, Terrence Davis and a bunch of people. And but to see the old people come back, old heads come back as you know, like, you know, Ty Wade come back and do Letterman's Lounge last year. Who was it? Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, things like that, man, to see what people haven't been back in a while and they see that and see the love and see what everybody's doing. You know, Dwayne Dotson, people like that, man, it's incredible to see. Then you go into basketball. I forgot it was some guy that reached out. He's actually on the Wall of Honor in the pavilion. But we got a chance to give him a tour. You know, just things like that really means a lot, man. And then, you know, some of the stuff we do outside of that, getting people back connected, you know, former teammates need to get connected, finish up school, do things like that, man. It's just special to see that in return. And I'll see what we're able to do from that standpoint.
How important is it that outreach and getting those players involved in terms of where the environment is now, right, with NIL and you got to pull every resource and you got to tap into everything. How important has it been to have that cohesion at Ole Miss led by you to go get these players and really just all pulling in the same direction? Because like I said, there was a time when this was a real issue, man, like reaching out to former players and getting them involved. But now it's got to get done, right? I mean, it has to be a part of it to hear like Ben Jarvis, the law firm, one of the greatest nicknames ever, involved. I mean, that speaks to, I mean, this is a player that was so important for Ole Miss in the 2010s. You're starting to talk about when I broke in on his business. You know what I mean? So, like, that outreach, how important is that now considering what the new normal is?
It's very important, man. You know, we've seen ourselves grow and trajectory in a bunch of places, and to see our former student athlete outreach just continue to grow. And we're not able to reach everybody. So if you're listening to this podcast, please don't feel free to reach out. Our email's on the website. You know, ask anybody about us. You know, we want to help any way we can. It's just been very important, you know, to see everybody come back to games, you know, then potentially get involved back in fundraising. You know what I mean? You know, we look at that. That's not what our sole purpose is. We would love for that every support we get, but we just want to see everybody come back and see the grounds that they laid before us. You know what I mean? I think it's very cool to see that, especially in the Letter Winter Walk. You know, people come back and see their names and, you know, see how things have changed around campus. It's just very cool to see, you know, all the stories that be like, man, you know, we was working out in Storms or we didn't have this or have that. But just to see that, it's very important. So it's just really cool to see how it come full fold.
And Javon's telling the truth because if you're listening, I've got a bunch of former players that I'm friends with to this very day. I mean, still talk to Poe and Kentrell Lockett and Bradley Sal. And Brad, when he heard about the softball game, immediately was like, who do I got to talk to go hit some dingers? And Javon was on it immediately. So, yes, reach out to Javon. Reach out to Ole Miss if you're a former player. Want to get reconnected. I've had Jason Harrison and all those former Ole Miss basketball players, Murphy Holloway, my dude. These are dudes that have been so important to the lifeblood of Ole Miss sports. If you want to get involved, this is the time to do it. And no better representative than Javon Patterson, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, four-year starter at Ole Miss, just a great ambassador and doing tremendous things at Ole Miss. And speaking of this celebrity softball tournament, game, forgive me, the one that I will be live from, hopefully hosting a Talk of Champions pod, showing some people some action. If somebody gets a good dinger, buddy, you best believe I'm going to try to get it. So, Jay, if you get out there and you hit you a shot, how did it all come together, man?
Oh, man, as we're getting into this age of college athletics, man, just finding ways to keep people engaged, new ways we can do, new ways to raise money, you know, came to an idea with administration, you know, thanks to Keith and Matt McLaughlin, you know, got this jumping off with Walker. Jones. And so, man, with that, you know, we just got the roll running. And, you know, think about us, man, we're all family in athletics, man. So everybody got on it. It was such a great task. So I started reaching out to people saying who would be involved. You know, you see this similar model, you know, for athletes. I know some Kyler Murray just had one for a fundraising. You know what I mean? You see this similar model. You see all these big time athletes coming you know, sadly, this is going to be in between some mini camps. So some of our current NFL guys can't come. But, man, we got some legends that will be announced here pretty soon that's going to be back. So to get those fillers out there and to see them respond like that and be like, oh, yeah, I'm in. Count me in. You know, I'm ready to roll. It was pretty cool to see, man. And, you know, credits to all our sponsors and stuff, man, to be able to provide for this. So it's been great.
Look, Riverland Roofing has been so good to me here at Talk of Champions and at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and a fit of on 3. Sign up today for just $1. And this podcast, I've been doing it for, man, 15 years, and a few partners have been better for me or more just supportive than Riverland Roofing. And for them to come in and be the title sponsor for this is exciting and shows what you're talking about, the commitment and the community aspect of it. Everybody kind of pulling in the same direction, but there's a way to have fun with this. And you spoke about legends, right? Legends that are coming back. You've already got some legends that are going to be playing. We've already announced Lane Kiffin's going to be in it. We knew that was going to happen. That man, there was no way he was going to let anybody play some softball game and not get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no way.
No doubt. No doubt that. Go ahead.
No, him, Chris Beard, Coach Yo, mm-hmm. you have the makings of a pretty competitive thing here, man. I mean, I think people coming out there to win to get some dubs, you know?
Nah, no question. It'll be fun, man. You know, it'll be Funky's home run derby action going on, and then we'll have the game going to it. So we're pretty excited.
So as far as the players, I mean, Coach Kiffin and Coach, like in the Grove Collective and the partnership with it all, how can fans get involved with it in particular, right? Like how can they feel a part outside of just coming and seeing and checking it out, giving money? Like what's the focus for y'all?
So we'll announce a couple of things that are coming up shortly, but we'll have some giveaways. We'll have some auctions. You know, maybe have some fan interaction in between the games. So we'll come out with something over here in the next week. For fans to be involved, but we definitely want them to be involved, and it's going to be a great atmosphere.
And what would you say about Riverland and their support so far for y'all, man? I mean, because again, this is something that, I mean, Billy Landis, my guy, man, he's ready to do anything and everything, right? I mean, what's that support been like from them?
Man, it's been great. It's been tremendous, man. Billy and his team, I mean, they go beyond and beyond, and their love for Ole Miss shows, you know what I mean? And their love for the Oxford community, North Mississippi community, I mean, it's just been great. So excited to get them, that, you know, they've always been involved, but excited to get them involved for this and, you know, see what we do for this game and see it. We've already sold probably over, you know, 500 tickets, so looking forward to getting more, so.
Whoa, okay, that's off to a good start. 500 is that's a heck of a start.
I think it was around there. I mean, don't shoot the messenger. I think it was close to. I know it's at least about 4, so I think it'll be good.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill. Now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator. Now only $9.99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Either way, if it's between 4 and 5, that's a heck of a start. Now let's go ahead and pack out the new softball stadium. And that, again, is June 5th for the Celebrity Softball Game. Home Run Derby presented by Funkies to start things off. And I don't know who all – because, again, y'all got to save – y'all got to build up to it. I know the marketing angle, bro. Y'all got to, like, keep building, you know, keep building interest. So I'm not going to put who my favorite is as far as, like, who I'd put my money on for the Home Run Derby. But buddy, about when we get down around that time, we're gonna have to start putting like some odds on this stuff, man, because this is gonna be fun. Are you tempted to get out there and get some cuts in yourself?
Oh, no question. I'm gonna get out there. I'm on one of the teams. So you know, as they mentioned, Keith's gonna get out there too. So gotta start getting in the batting cages for real.
See, because this ain't like, you know, you going out there and getting on the boards with just somebody, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like you could get on the boards today and still maul somebody, right?
Oh, no question. No question. You can get out there and do a little something.
Yeah, do a little something. And Keith, like I've been trying to get Keith to play pickup basketball since, you know, he left in the 90s, right? Or in 2001 or whatever it was. So that he's getting out there for softball shows you how y'all are taking it seriously. What's it been like for you in this transition specifically from former player? You went and got into the NFL for a couple years and you had that experience. But now that you got you're rooted at Ole Miss, this is your home, wife and 2 daughters here. What's it been like transitioning from the player and the work that you put in for so long to now becoming such an important ambassador for Ole Miss? What's that been
like? Man, it's been great. You know, I always credit, you know, Ross and Keith and Jen, just the, you know, not only was I a football player, but I was a student also. I think they kind of get lost sometimes in what we're doing, which is great. You know, this is great. We're going to college athletics. But just the amenities that they were able to provide for me, the opportunities, the networking, the internships, things that I love to get back now. I mean, over the last couple of years, you know, we've had three sport internships. Had I Angelo from track and field, Trey Harris from football. Now I got Devin Prince this year for the OMAF interns. So it's been great. Also, Haley Cloud from soccer was there last year. Just to see that, to give back to them, it's just been great. So the transition when I got done playing with Denver, man, it's not easy for a lot of people. But just from the resources, the networking I was able to do at Ole Miss, it made the transition very, very easy for me to get in and naturally be able to begin relationships and, you know, build things up. So it's just been a testimony to what happened at Ole Miss in my time. So I give a lot of credit to that.
What's such a trip, man, is talking to you in the year 2025 when I covered you back? Was it Pedal? Did you play at Pedal?
I'm trying to do it off Pedal High.
Look, see, right off the dome. I just want people to understand. That's some skill, all right? Still remember from Pedal, I covered the four-star offensive lineman from Pedal, and now to see you in this spot now, it's a really cool journey. And when you think about telling other stories now and the responsibility of that, right, because your story is unique. A four-year starter came from Pedal in-state, how much it meant to you, and now really reintroducing a new wave of fans to guys like Ben Jarvis and you. And like one day Trey Harris is going to be a guy that has to come back. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it's a trip to see the passage of time. But I think Ole Miss, and I'm curious to what you think as well, Ole Miss has never been in a better place in terms of not just the outreach for former players and the connectivity, but really just being all in together, if that makes sense.
Nah, and you hit it to the T, man. I mean, just the camaraderie that we have, not only from fans, but administration, from Chancellor Boys, just everybody bought in, man. It's been great to see. You're starting to see it as all sports are doing very well. Excited to see what we finished in the Learfield's Athletic Cup this year, to see everything go, man. It's really been exciting, really been, you know, fun to be a part of, and a blessing to be a part of, because this is history, you know what I mean?
Did you expect as you were going through Ole Miss? I mean, you're always thinking about the NFL. That's the next step, obviously. That's what all these other, you know. But when football was over, was administration the space that you felt that you were going to end up? Like, when did this become something that you knew could be a future for you?
Man, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I did all my internships with Pro Material. I did some – I got a business major, so just anything business I was looking to get into. But when I started going through it, man, I just had a – you know, as you know, I did a sock drive. I just got a passion for helping people. So never knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to get into athletics as I started to wind down my last 2 years as I was jumping around teams. So got this opportunity to kind of network, go back and talk to coaches, go back and talk to administrators and – you know, with me, I was just starting a family at that time, so I knew that I wanted to do something that I can have some family time. So credit to the coaches and everything they do, but I know that's a different grind. But was able to get into this administration part, man, and let my kids be involved and, you know, see how everybody else in this administration does as well. So just credit to that journey, man. So when I got into it, man, it was just eye-opening and, you know, God-driven.
See, if I were to ask the four-star offensive lineman from Pedal or tell him that in the year 2025, you're going to be like, overall student athlete relations for Ole Miss athletics, what would that guy have said? Because I mean, it's a trip, man. It really is to see your growth. And what was your favorite Ole Miss memory too? Before I let you get out of here, because I'm curious. I always ask all the former players, man. Like y'all got that one story from the playing days? You know what I mean? That one story. What's that for you?
Man, it's a bunch, man. But I just keep going back to my freshman year, starting as a true freshman. You know, we're going out there against Alabama. You know, with Chad Kelly, and we were looking across at that defensive line they got. I mean, they had Reggie Ragland, De'Ron Payne, Petway. Who was the other guy? I think he just retired. But man, going across there, and they're looking across there like, "Hey, Chad, we're about to get you." You know, I'm freshly 18, going out there playing these guys. I'm like, "Hey, yo, I guess this is welcome to SEC football." But man, it was great. We go out there and, you know, the moments were great, man. You know, big plays were made, and just to get that win and be a part of that history of back to back was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was back in 2015 after the big 2014 win. Yeah. When Cinquez got the interception, y'all go the next year. That's the Quincy catch, man. That's
the Quincy catch, man. The Laquan dab, The Kandichi hit on the quarterback. Man, it was all great.
Y'all had so many dogs back at those teams too. All right, here's one that's been going around Ole Miss, the Ole Miss community recently. All right, you get one quarterback to lead a game-winning drive for Ole Miss. You got to pick one: Chad Kelly, Bo Wallace, Jackson Dart, Eli Manning. Pick one. I'm not so sure if just given that scenario, I'm not going with Chad. Chad was like that, Javon. Yeah. You know, he played in front of him.
He was like that. Game-winning drive, and you had to make it. Oh, that is tough, man. Ooh.
You got to go with your guy, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chad just because I knew what he was about wearing that huddle. I knew what he was doing. I'm going to go with Chad.
He's one of the smartest football guys I've ever been around, too. Like, if we can ever get Chad to come back and play in like a softball, celebrity softball thing, I feel like he could hit some tanks. Maybe he's more gap to gap, you know, because I don't know how he's got it right here. But yeah, at least, you know, I think Chad could get some good cuts in if we got him in for the softball.
No question, man. He was so attention to detail. Even when we were with the Colts, man, you know, he was obviously in the league for a little bit, but he helped me out and helped me get groomed in and things like that on what to expect. So credits to him as well.
As a former, you're going to be shocked to learn this, as a former offensive lineman, Javon Patterson, I'm going to ask you a very simple question just because I'm curious. Yeah. Your most memorable pancake block in the SEC.
Jeez.
Did you lay somebody out? Like, really just flatten somebody?
Man, we had a bunch of dogs, but let's see. I guess this is a really good one. We were playing in the Egg Bowl, and I think we had a little play action pass. This was when we were there. This was the DK Fire Hydrant. It was I got a chance to go lay Jeffrey Simmons out while Sean Rollins was holding him up. So that was a good hit to have. Because you don't get that too many times. So
first of all,
he done got me a bunch of times.
See, if we need to do like a celebrity cross country meet, that's what Sean's ready for. Have you seen Sean lately?
I seen him, dude. I called him the other day, you know. They're about to have a child, and I was like, "Bro, so you're here doing triathlons now?" I said, "What are we doing?" He said, "Man, you know, I gotta get it out before I become a dad." I said, "Well, credits to you, man."
My man looks like he should be like honestly a kicker or a punter now. You know, like he ain't offensive lineman no more. You know what I mean? That's funny. You brought up that picking up the leg, man. What an incredible moment that was for Ole Miss, and that's in the Egg Bowl itself. When it used to really, really matter for a guy that was from the state, that had to be extra special. Because again, you know, you were born and raised in the state. You know what it means to when you make that choice, Ole Miss or state, man, and to make Ole Miss like it had to mean a whole lot more to you just because you're from this place.
Nah, it did, man. It was a whole lot, man. And you know, every game, every year was. It don't matter what the record is. I mean, but it was just a tremendous game. You know, we go into that little scruffle in 2017, 2018 or whatever. It's just crazy because the stories come out of it. You know, we're sitting there and AJ and all of them are in the end zone. We're trying to get into it. And what you see, like Greg Little and like Montez Sweat, they're like, bro, why are we out here even fighting? We're not even from Mississippi. And I'm just like, bro.
Like AJ had a reason to fight us, the mayor of Starkville. Like, yeah. Greg, what are you? You're from Texas.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just funny to hear those type of experience that people have in those games, but it's crazy.
I don't remember, so I want to ask you before I let you go. Yeah. Who really did it come down to? Ole Miss and who for you when you're
choosing? It came down to Ole Miss and Auburn. I'm still a close friend with Coach Malzahn to this day, man. He's a great guy. But yeah, it was between them two. You know, I still remember Coach Lou calling me during the I guess it's when they beat Alabama. I think I was at LSU and Auburn that year. So but it was a great, man. You know, credits to Coach Luke, man. That's my guy. You know, he led the charge and you know, really meant a lot to me during my time when I was here.
I couldn't imagine Javon Patterson, the director of student athlete relations at Auburn. War Eagle. That just doesn't make any kind of sense. Fortunately, he's at Ole Miss. And be ready, folks, and come out and check it out. If you haven't gotten tickets, get them now. Riverland Roofing, that powers Talk of Champions, the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, affiliate of On 3, is putting on a Ole Miss Celebrity Softball Tournament. Javon Patterson is the one that's bringing all the former players back. It should be a great time. I'll be out there. That's more of a detriment probably than a draw. So, you know, let's forget that Ben's going to be there. But come on out, man, at the whole Ole Miss community for a fun day in the summer on June 5th to raise money for the Grove Collective, and also to, you know, have this community have a moment together, right? Because that's what the summer is for. Javon, you're the best, man. I appreciate you, my friend. You're doing great work, and I hope to have you on this podcast again soon.
Man, that sounds good, Ben. I appreciate it, my guy.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill. Now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator. Now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.